as a parent myself, I don't understand how this would occur. You know, I know if my daughter was, when she was 16, if she wasn't at home, I'd be asking the questions, where the hell is she? Why aren't parents doing that today? We've got a 19-year-old male that has died tragically, and we've got people that don't seem to care. The investigations this week have led to additional video on the phones of some of the offenders, which clearly show that there's no remorse. Some of the post-offence conduct is reprehensible. They've stolen from an unconscious person his clothing that were at the scene. So it's an incredible indictment on some of the people that in our community today, and it's about time everyone in the community said enough is enough, and we pull these people on about their behaviour and their attitudes.
Can you speak to their involvement in the actual crime?
These girls were actively at the scene. They were, legislation allows people to be charged with being a party to an offence. That includes aiding or encouraging an offence, and then that's what we'll be alleging in this case, that the girls videoed the incident and the torture on the boys, on both English and his friend, and that they took no active step or tried to disengage, and it's clear that they were actively encouraging them. And I think the community would expect people that encourage this sort of behaviour are held to task, and that's what we're doing today.
Is it similar to the Jack Beasley accused as well? Is that common purpose?
I wouldn't say so much common purpose, but it's clearly that they're encouraging and they're aiding in the offences. Therefore, you are held for account for the same punishments that the actual doers are liable for. That's right. There was Cease and a couple of his friends at that unit. Obviously, one of the friends was subject to the torture and the robbery. A third member was out on the veranda unconscious, and he's had his clothing stolen after the death of Mr. English. So they've gone, okay, let's take this stuff as well. It just goes to the very core of their attitudes, I believe, and you know, it'll be something that a sentencing court or a jury will look at down the track.
Is it alleged they knew that Count English had fallen or had come to some sort of tragic death or
something? We'll be alleging that they've seen him go over the veranda, they've looked down and saw him obviously deceased, and then they've stolen clothing off this unconscious male on the veranda. It really is, it's beyond belief that people behave like this.
How was Mr. English and his friend tortured?
Basically, over the course of half an hour, there's continual assaults. And the torture's not just physical torture, it's also emotional torture. So you can appreciate that they've been robbed at knife point, they've been assaulted, they've been attacked on a number of occasions, unable to escape the surroundings. And that would play on your mindset and also the physical aspects of the torture as well. Yes and no, nothing serious, but obviously we knew who they were.
Can we just confirm that Mr. English, so he did have a stabbing wound?
He's had an injury to just under his chin and also on his arm, which we will allege has come from the knife, but it's not like a deep stab or anything like that.
The video, that was posted to social media, is that right?
That's the other thing, the mindset of the young people today, that this sort of conduct is appropriate to video it and then populate it through social media. It just, we need our young people to talk to their peers and say, enough is enough. They're not listening to adults, they think it's cool. We need to turn that around. We need to change attitudes. And that's done at that level.
Are you expecting further arrests?
Not at this time, but the investigation's ongoing. And there certainly will be some additional charges on some peripheral matters. Obviously, we're still looking at the original break and enter of the chemists and some items found today. We've located some of the clothing that was stolen during the course of the robberies today during our searches. So it's clearly showing clear links to these girls and the three males.
Brendan, the sort of last 6 to 12 months, we've seen a lot of young people involved in these sorts of crimes. A 15-year-old with Jack Beasley, two 16-year-old girls here, Harrison Geppert, September last year was an 18-year-old who's been accused of that murder. What's going on with the young people in our community that things are leading this way?
I think it's wrong to say it's just young people, but certainly our research shows in this district over 50% are people under 25 that are involved in knife crime. We need to change the mindset about that it's cool to carry a knife. There was no need for a lot. The Gold Coast and Queensland is it's extremely safe place to be. For some reason, they think it's cool to have that gangster mindset and they've got to carry an off to be cool. It takes other kids to go, hey, don't do this, you're an idiot. You know, we've had success in our drink driving space around changing community attitudes. We need to do it at this level with our kids.